Well, Tim, always a pleasure to chat with you. Let's start with a general assessment as to how the New Orleans Zephyrs are doing this season up to this point.
Well, appreciate you having me on the show. This team is doing okay. June has been a little bit of a trip up for this ball club, just not scoring runs. A couple of nights ago, we had 13 innings, left 17 men on base, you know, went 0 for 16 with runners in scoring position. It was just one of those nights. Frustrating. Now, the pitching staff came up huge. We ended up losing the ball game 1-0 in 13. Offensively, we're struggling a little bit, and we've had some great pitching performance. We're amongst the top teams in the league, ERA-wise, just not scoring runs and not being clutch. But other than that, we're a couple of games under 500. We're treading water right now, just waiting for that time where we can get everything going together, get some bats, and, you know, make a run at it. You know, we're in that situation right now that we're in third place in the division. We're not that far out. Still a lot of baseball to be played. So we can roll out five or six in a row. We'd be right back in it.
Tim, Jared Cozart rehabbed for you guys. He threw 103 pitches, 5 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks. He struck out 6. I do know weather was a factor. Ultimately, the Marlins aren't going to look at the box score so much as when they ask him about his health. How did he look physically to you?
Physically, he looked fine. He looked great. Gave up some, you know, some hits here and there, but, you know, from a physical standpoint, he's made 2 rehab starts for us. The first one, he seemed like he pitched great back at Zephyr Field, ran out of gas maybe in the 5th inning, which is kind of understandable because it was a hot and humid night. Yesterday, you mentioned dealing with some of the elements of that tropical storm Bill, but I don't know if that really factored in, but you never know with a pitcher. When you're out there and then the groundskeeper has to come out and throw some of that diamond dry down and rake it in, it can throw you off a little bit. And, you know, he left the ball game with a 7-4 lead, but he seemed to be pitching pretty well. I haven't heard if he's going up or if he'll be back here for another rehab, but I think health-wise, he looks strong.
How about an update on Justin Nicolino? Through 13 starts this season, I see he's 4-3 with a 2.87 ERA. Tim, I spoke to you earlier this season, and you said he's big league ready then. How good does he look now?
I think he's just continuing to improve. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're big league ready and they keep you here, you know, mentally, you can get frustrated. But each and every time out, every 5 days, he has been strong. You know, he went 9 innings, went into the 9th inning 2 starts ago against Nashville and pitched great. So, you know, he's building up that arm strength, and they're pushing him a little bit and a little bit each time. I think he's ready to go, and you know, unless he gets called up, I mean, he's going to be one of our all-star selections at this year's AAA All-Star game for sure.
The voice of the New Orleans Zephyrs, Tim Grubbs, joining us on Marlins on Deck. Tim, before I let you go, another guy that pops off the page would be Miguel Rojas, who did see time in the big leagues last season with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's hitting just below 300 for you guys, but he appears to be doing very well. What's an update on Rojas?
Well, I tell you, his glove is fantastic. I know your middle infielders there are great in Hetch and Gordon, but Rojas is unbelievable, some of the stuff he pulls off out there. I mean, there's a reason why the Zephyrs lead the league in turning double plays. It's not because our pitchers are doing their job, but he's just making phenomenal flips at second base and relays over to first. And then offensively, you said it, he's cooled off a little bit in the last week to 10 days, but he had 3 hits a couple of nights ago in Round Rock. I think he's turned the corner. But when you're batting around 300, you can't expect, you know, for a guy to be on fire all season long. He's had a couple of 12 and 13-game hit streaks. He's been a big part of, you know, our success both defensively and at the top of that batting order.
Our source of everything New Orleans Zephyrs baseball, Tim Grubbs, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Best of luck to you and the Zephyrs the rest of the way, and we'll be sure to catch up with you soon.
Hey, thanks for your time.